sixth Democrat lawmaker who fled Texas tests positive for Chinese coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2021. The number of Texas Democrats who have tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus after fleeing from Texas to D.C. to avoid voting on election integrity measures has increased to six. Dozens of Democrat members of the Texas House of Representatives fled to Washington, D.C. last week, effectively denying the Republican majority chamber a quorum to pass voting laws. Leftists lavished the Democrat lawmakers with praise, describing them as courageous public servants who are sacrificing to protect our democracy. Vice President Kamala Harris even likened them to forefathers who fought and died for the right to vote. On Saturday, the Texas House Democratic Caucus leadership affirmed three unnamed members who fled the state tested positive for the coronavirus despite being fully vaccinated. That has now increased to six. That member is now self-isolating, Kara Santucci, the spokeswoman for the Texas House Democrats, confirmed. The House Democratic Caucus is following all CDC guidance and protocols, House Democratic Caucus Chairman Chris Turner said in a statement on Saturday upon the news of the initial positive tests, counting it as a sober reminder that COVID is still with us, and though vaccinations offer tremendous protection, we still must take necessary precautions. Turner added that the caucus would follow all recommendations from public health experts. State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, D., is among those who have tested positive for the virus, he confirmed on Sunday. He is experiencing extremely mild symptoms. Last week, he made a video on social media prior to boarding a plane to fight for our democracy. Photos show several Texas Democrats smiling gleefully, maskless, as they fled the Lone Star State last week. Santucci added the delegation will no longer release a daily COVID case count. "We're focusing on our daily testing, following and going beyond CDC guidelines, social distancing, and wearing masks as much as possible. We're just not going to release daily counts," she said.